Also, we want to let you know that our program today is being sponsored by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. Also, our friends at Tall Grass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by our best bank. Karen Hayes is with us, and she's with Tri-County Tech, and you are in the pre-nursing field. You're an instructor there. A lot of calling these days for folks in the medical field for a lot of different reasons.
Absolutely correct.
What was your calling? What made you get interested in it?
I think my whole life I have been helping people, and so I just think I was born with that ability to help others. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, just been able to hone that into nursing.
And I've seen this kind of upfront and personal. I shared with Karen earlier that I have a daughter that's at the University of North Florida studying medicine. I also have another daughter who is a nurse over in Oklahoma City. And there's a certain matter of the heart, a certain matter of the soul that goes into this. And not everybody is cut out for it, but boy, those who are, they really are.
They really are. Yes, that's correct.
Tell us a little bit about the program at Tri-County Tech.
Okay, sure. So the program is a one-year program that is for 11th and 12th graders, either or, and they have multiple subject areas that they cover within the program. So we go over nursing one, nursing two, some safety issues. We cover anatomy and physiology. When they leave the program, I love your facial expression. I wish everyone could see it. Mm-hmm. And we also do some employability. So we talk about how do you get a job? How do you make a resume and cover letter and those types of things? Then they also can leave the program, providing that they pass all the state recommendations. They can leave with their home health aide, long-term care aide licenses, CPR, and first aid licenses. So they can walk out with four different licenses and go straight to work.
Wow, that is amazing.
It's impressive, right?
It is. And Tri-County Tech, I got to tell you, what a gem we have right here.
Oh, absolutely.
In our own backyard for Osage, Nowata, and of course Washington County, and even the folks up in Montgomery County in Kansas, a lot of them come down here to get an education too.
That's right. Last year I had a student that drove over an hour from Kansas down here every day to attend the morning class.
That's dedication.
And it's early, 8:30 in the morning, so she left pretty early.
Well, this is absolutely terrific. Now, it's the program at Tri-County Tech has been around a while.
It has been around a while, yes. I believe I'm the second instructor to teach it.
Mm-hmm.
So, forgive me, but I'm not exactly sure how long it's been
It's been there a bit.
A bit, yes, but I don't know exactly how long.
We'll leave it at that.
Okay,
we'll
good. Thank
that.
You.
Now, with the students who are interested in taking part in this program, I guess first things first, take a look at the website and then make a call and see what needs to take place in order to be able to be a student.
That's absolutely correct. And then they do recruiting. We have a young man that comes out to all the area schools and he recruits students, talks to them about the various programs that go on out at Tech. And then they fill out paperwork and the process goes from there.
And it should be relatively easy as far as understanding the protocols and, you know, how to get the ball rolling.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things where it's made easy for a reason.
Right.
Got to make sure that everybody understands what's going on and what's expected of them and what they can expect from Tri-County Tech.
Absolutely.
It's very clear, very plain language. I like that.
Yes.
Now, with these certifications and licenses that the students get, a lot of hard work, a lot of patience.
A lot on both fronts. Patience from me, patience from them. And then actually, I didn't say, but they do some hands-on training. So we actually go into a nursing home where they fulfill the state requirement of X amount of hours that they have to fulfill to work in a nursing home and learn with actual patients how to care for them. So that is also a little added advantage for them.
Well, that's great. They can actually get in. They can see what's going on and apply what they've learned.
Yes.
And get a real feel for what it's like to actually care for people in this manner, in this professional manner.
Absolutely, yes.
You know, people who get into this often have that heart where they're going to do anything that they can in order to try to provide comfort and aid to people. But mm-hmm. with, of course, the proper education, you know, they can do that a lot more confidently.
I agree. And, you know, it is the groundwork or foundation for many other medical classes that they could go into. So they don't have to go into just nursing. So even if they wanted to go into any other medical field, let's say they wanted to be a doctor, it is still a great program to start and begin. And then you would have an advantage because you already know medical terminology, for example, or how to tell military time. So they would hit the door running, let's say, if they went on into a different field. So they don't have to stay with nursing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I kind of wish the kids were able to do that here before they decided to go off into their medical training. That would have helped, and it would have really accelerated what they know already.
Yeah. So I think also I would like to say that at Tri-County, if the students go on into the licensed practical nursing program, it's a requirement that they have their CNA license prior to attending that program. Mm-hmm. So that is another advantage, I guess you could say, is if you could start early in high school, receive that certification, and then you are well prepared to go on into the LPN program there at Tri-County as well.
Once again, you can maximize, everything that you got going as a high school student.
Absolutely.
A junior or senior, and you can take that forward into college. And when you save time, you save money, you save a lot of things, and you're working actually smarter instead of harder.
I agree 100%. That's right.
How long have you been with Tri-County Tech?
I started out as a night teacher, an adjunct teacher. And so I think in total, this is the beginning of my 10th year. Mm-hmm. I believe that I taught 7 years at night, and then they hired me full-time. So this will be my third year full-time instructor as a full-time faculty.
Everyone I've spoken with at Tri-County Tech will tell me that there's a reason that they stick around. It's a great place to work.
It is a great place to work. It is probably, I tell all my friends, this is my favorite job in nursing that I've ever had. And I've been a registered nurse for almost 25 years, give or take. Mm-hmm. And this is by far my favorite job.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. What's it like when the new classes start and you see these incoming students? It's like, oh, okay.
Yes. They're terrified. They don't know what to expect when they come in. Usually the first question is, how much homework are we going to have? And I usually tell them as much as you need.
As much as you need. Usually how it works.
That's right. So some of them have to obviously study harder than others, the work is fair and it's fun. We have a lot of fun in the classroom. We do a lot of team building projects. Mm-hmm. So it's not all working in the books and working with workbooks, but there are many, many other ways that we learn. And so we try to incorporate all of those things. Games, for example, anatomy and clay, where they have a model, a plastic model that's about 2 feet tall, and we build the structures in clay and put muscles on the structure and build the nervous system and talk about each one of those elements and how they work in our body. So there are many different learning avenues that we use.
That's very creative and highly engaging.
I wish I could tell you that was my idea, but it was not.
Well,
but that, it's fun.
But you know, when that student actually gets to put the hands on, and actually they understand function, they understand just a variety of different things, and it triggers the aha moment right there in the old brain.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. Absolutely. Wow. And that's what we want, because we want them to take away with them that information, and that they would remember it. Not that you have to learn it for a test and then you forget it. Mm-hmm. No, we need to remember this stuff. And so by being able to use our hands and reading it, writing it, using our hands to build it, then hopefully that triggers that memory for them so they can keep it for long term.
Well, that is absolutely outstanding. And of course, Tri-County Tech right here in Bartlesville, you can't miss it if you're right here on the southeast side of town. But for the folks who haven't been by there, I encourage you strongly, if you're thinking about getting into some classes, or you have students at home who are looking to enrich their lives and also their marketability for skills, to take a look on the website and then arrange a visit, because we can do that, and you'll be amazed at just what's inside, because it's a lot bigger on the inside than it looks on the outside, and far more diverse than it's ever been. Just the spectrum of different classes that can be selected is just, it's amazing.
It is amazing, and they're adding new things. I think they have a new energy sector class that they're, I don't know anything about it. I may have misspoken, but I know that it's coming up, and they're building some new things there and have made some groundbreaking work for some new classes that are coming up, and we're all very excited about those.
I know that they're putting together that training for firefighters.
Yes.
That's going to be an interesting thing, because we're going to have men and women who are firefighters from all over the
area. All over.
Like Arkansas, Kansas, Tulsa area, and all over Oklahoma, coming to train right here in Bartlesville, and specifically at Tri-County Tech.
Yes, it's exciting.
It is. It just seems like Tri-County Tech always has a new chapter to add, just about every time you turn around, about the time you say, yep, we got a pretty good school out there, it's like, oh, wait, there's more.
There's more.
It's going to get better.
Yes.
And it always does. And we're very proud to have you guys here in our community.
Well, thank you for having me.
All righty. And once again, Karen Hayes is our pre-nursing instructor at Tri-County Tech. And for people who want to get on board, how do we find the website on the World Wide Web?
Oh, just pull up Tri-County Tech in Bartlesville, and it'll pull right up for you.
That Google will pop it right up there?
Just right up there.
First try. I want to thank you for being with us today. I really enjoyed our visit.
Thank you so much. I did too.
All righty. We'll be right back in just a moment right here on K1, the one you trust.